May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. The word Epiphany means manifestation, and it has become the time when we remember the visit of the Magi, those rather mysterious characters who have been variously identified as kings or wise men or Zoroastrian priests or astrological scholars who journeyed by stargazing to the baby Jesus. A few days ago, stargazers in our time were looking for the convergence of Jupiter and Saturn, which created a bright light in the sky. Some great pictures that I've seen of this wonderful happening. And it was this conjunction, approximately 2000 years ago, which has been suggested as the original Star of Bethlehem. In the ancient world, it was believed that at the birth of each significant person, a new star would appear in the heavens that would shine as brightly as that person's stature deserved, and it would remain in the heavens until that person's death. The Gospel of Matthew doesn't specify that there were only three blokes on camels, as we tend to find in our crib scenes and on our Christmas cards and in our nativity plays. We tend to guess there were three because of the three gifts for the infant Jesus. But any group bringing treasures on long journeys would likely have been accompanied by an entourage of servants and guards, animals and caretakers. They would have been travelling by that stargazing, trying to find where this new king was to be born. And I'm delighted to have read recently that if these magi were, as is most likely, Zoroastrian priests, that means that some of these wise men would likely have been wise women, as women also served as priests in that tradition. So we have that picture, the stargazers looking for that star, noticing that there is a new star in the heavens, and they're following it to find the new king. A huge group likely to have included all sorts of different people and animals and gifts off to find the new king. When the Magi do arrive at the birthplace of Jesus, they are described as being overwhelmed with joy. And this is an emotion in total contrast to the response of Herod and all of Jerusalem, who were frightened by the news of the new king's birth. So we know Herod, don't we, as the villainous, power-crazed murderer of innocents. And it's interesting that his motivations are driven by his fear, and that joy is the emotion that drives the Magi's motives. I wonder what emotions you feel when you consider the birth of Jesus. How does the birth of Christ create your relationship with Jesus? What does it lead you to do? What does it lead you to feel like? The Magi pay homage to the baby King Jesus by offering him their remarkable gifts, the gold, frankincense and myrrh, symbolic of Jesus' mission, which they have brought in their treasure chests. Gifts, of course, are a key feature of Christmas. And those who were in church on Christmas morning will know that Timothy had some tubed-themed footwear, and also that another small child had walkie-talkies, something I rather like the idea of myself. I hope you have had some wonderful gifts to make you feel loved this year. Epiphany is a wonderful celebration and season. It's the church's celebration of great gifts. But the greatest gift did not come out of the treasure chest that the Magi brought to the baby Jesus. The greatest gift was the presence of Jesus in this world, the baby himself. And this is just the gift we need, perfectly created for us, perfect love. The epiphany of God is that God wants to open up God's treasure chest in which are found boundless riches for a fulfilled life. The gift we can all receive is perfect love and forgiveness. Another brilliant thing I've discovered for the sermon, not just that it's probably wise women coming as well as wise men, but another brilliant thing I've discovered for the sermon is that the Greek word for treasure chest is thesaurus. Now, I use thesauruses a lot because I'm a keen cryptic crossworder. I don't know if you've ever had to use a thesaurus, but it's where you look up lots of different words to try and find words that have the same meaning. And thesaurus literally means a treasure chest of words. As I think of Herod, who acted from fear, I think of so many in our world at the moment who are absolutely terrified and fearful. We have so much to be fearful about with this pandemic that feels more out of control than ever. The irony about Herod was that if he had only realised what the prophecies were about and recognised what had brought the visitors from the east, he might have realised that fear was not the correct response. Perfect love had arrived in the world, and perfect love drives out fear. And maybe that is what we need at the moment, is that perfect love to help us drive out the fear that we all feel at the moment. So, as we begin 2021, hopefully a year that will change things as they currently stand, let us remember the Magi who sought out Jesus. And as we remember them, may we seek Jesus actively. Let us look for guidance like the star guiding the Magi to show us where Jesus wants us to be, where Jesus is. And whenever we find that place where we bring love, we need to open our treasure chest like a thesaurus perhaps, so that we can give to others. And our treasure is the good news, the wonderful words that we have about Jesus. Those words that drive our actions to be more loving. This is the same good news that spilled out of heaven on the night of Jesus's birth. It couldn't be contained then, and we should ensure that it isn't hidden away in our days either. To open our treasure chest, we need to open the story of Jesus. We need to look at those words of Jesus. And as we begin this year, I invite you all to look into your Bibles and to really engage with the stories of Jesus's love. On this Feast of the Epiphany, now in 2021, let us act from faith, finding the beautiful gifts of our faith and our treasure chest to share with others, a world which needs faith instead of fear and love more than ever. May we actively seek Jesus, and may we be guiding lights to others. May we be generous in the sharing of our gifts, remembering that the greatest gift we have is the love of Jesus. Amen.